Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, upgrading windows to help curb appeal and keep homes efficient. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you are anywhere near social media during the pandemic, chances are you saw sourdough in at least one of its many stages. But that wasn't the only baking people took up. On the sweet side of things, folks were turning out banana bread and cookies and cakes. And in Fenton, Missouri, a stay-at-home mom began making cupcakes with floury Is It Cake twists. Joining me in studio to talk about that and how her lockdown-era hobby blossomed into a business, we welcome Amy Lebsky, founder of Bakery Blooms. Amy, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So, Amy, let's go to the pandemic. Was baking before that time, just in general, an activity that you enjoyed?
It was. Mm-hmm. I've always loved baking because you're taking something, you're making it with your heart, you're pouring love into it, and then you get to watch other people enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. So baking then, I guess, became more of a thing during the pandemic period. We're not really seeing that many people. What were you doing with the things that you were baking?
So my husband is a firefighter, and they were kind of my guinea pigs. So mm-hmm. I would try out recipes and drop it off the firehouse and hear their feedback on it. But I hadn't really found something that was my like niche.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed cakes, mm-hmm. but I just didn't feel quite right.
Okay. So you have brought some of what you are doing now, these floral cupcakes. What was it that inspired you to make the very first one?
So it was a post on Pinterest. I was scrolling through looking for ideas on what I wanted to bake next, and I saw a cupcake bouquet, and I'd never seen that before. And I just loved the artistry of it, and I loved how it looked like flowers, and mm-hmm. it kind of tricked the eye. So then it kind of became a mission to figure out if I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Were you seeing a lot of posts on Pinterest or just a few?
It was actually, there was one single post that I saw, and I think that's why I was drawn to it, because mm-hmm. it was just so different.
Yeah, really stood out to
yes.
you. So making one and then moving to a bouquet, what did that first cupcake look like?
It was not pretty.
Okay.
I look back at some of the pictures of ones that I was really proud of when I first started, and I kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, that's part of the journey.
Yeah.
Is learning and growing and getting better with practice.
Right. What kinds of flowers were you doing at the beginning?
So roses was a big one, because it seems to be something that most bakers who do any kind of cake decorating, you learn how to make a rose. It's mm-hmm. just very, very common flower. And then once I was comfortable with that, it expanded into Russian tips, different kinds of textures and varieties.
What were the ingredients that you were using?
So everything's from scratch. Like I said, I just prefer using something homemade as mm-hmm. opposed to like a box mix. Because again, I like feeling like my efforts, they can be tasted and experienced by someone else.
Mm-hmm. And when did you hit upon sort of that recipe, at least for the frosting that you were using?
So I needed to find a recipe for one that was stable at room temperature, because I knew that I wanted to make bouquets with it. And with that, they need to be able to sit out. When you're using them for a centerpiece for a wedding, you want to be able to have everything set up and ready to go. So once I found one that was stable at room temperature, then the taste was the next thing. So it was tweaking the recipes to really find that flavor that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have brought, is it a dozen that we're seeing
mm-hmm.
here?
Yep, this is 12.
And they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And there's something about the texture of the petals. They're not perfectly smooth.
Exactly.
And the colors are quite muted. I'm seeing there's a pink. And there are a couple of different hues of pink as well as cream. The detail also with the leaves is quite impressive.
Thank you.
When you are making these, is there a kind of like atmosphere that you're setting up for yourself so that you can make something that's this beautiful?
So a lot of it is it helped finding the shared kitchen and being in a space with commercial appliances and just having the countertop space, because that's the big thing is you need to be able to spread out. So I go there, I put my headphones in. It's almost meditative because I am not distracted. I get into that zone and it's just easier for me to really focus and kind of let the creativity flow.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you say that because the way that these flowers look, they almost exude a kind of serenity. If I don't know if you've gotten that kind of feedback.
I have, especially when I do the more muted tones. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some people that they place orders and they're like, I want highlighter pink. I want it bright neon. And that's great. Whatever speaks to your soul, I'm happy to do it. Mm-hmm. But I prefer kind of the more muted tones, the calm. There's just something about it. It makes me feel good to make it.
Mm-hmm. Like they're eye-catching, but they don't scream at you. They're not screaming for attention. Right. Who are your first customers, Amy?
So first customers were actually relatives and friends of my family, because of course they wanted to support me. So they posted pictures and made everyone aware that I was kind of starting in on this venture. And those were the first people that ordered. And I can't thank them enough for having faith in someone who is just starting out that I could do it. Kind of taking a chance on it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Amy Lepsky. She is the owner of Bakery Blooms. And her specialty is cupcakes that are decorated with a buttercream frosting that look very realistic. I mean, next to an arrangement of real flowers, it might be hard to tell which is which. So, Amy, is there a busy season for you? I mean, are we coming into that right now?
There's definitely certain times of year that are busier than others. Like around Christmas is usually very busy. But yes, when we get into the spring and the summer months, there's a lot of weddings and showers, which are always fun. But honestly, like there's not an order that I don't love, because I love just being able to connect with people.
Yeah. So the start of Bakery Blooms, we mentioned earlier that you began this as a hobby, making cupcakes and decorating them as realistically as possible. When did Bakery Blooms, though, become official? You're wearing a T-shirt that says Bakery Blooms on it.
So end of October, beginning of November of 2020 is when I officially decided that it was something that I was going to make a real business. So became an LLC, found a commercial kitchen to work out of as opposed to working out of the house. And it just kind of took off from there.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the community connections that you've made because of what you're doing with these cupcakes?
Oh, it's been amazing. So especially at the kitchen, there's usually about 30 small businesses that run out of there. So I've seen people that were in the same spot I was, who kind of during COVID, had some time, realized they weren't happy with what they were doing, or they had the time to really follow the passion they'd always had, starting their businesses. A lot of them have moved into now they have their own brick and mortar restaurants. They're selling in grocery stores. So it's just been wonderful to kind of follow along and grow with them.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're thinking about?
Maybe someday. Mm-hmm. Right now, I like the ability to have a commercial space to come in and work, but then also to kind of be able to step back and be with my kids without having to worry about a mortgage hanging over my head.
Right, right. We talked about your kids before, and they're how old again?
My daughter is 11. My son will be 7 into the month.
And what do they think about what you're doing?
So at first, they loved it because I was constantly practicing and I had cupcakes at home all the time. And now it's kind of just routine at this point. If I bring home extra cupcakes, I don't even get any excitement.
Okay.
They're probably the only kids I know that turn down cupcakes.
Right, right. So as I noted, you have brought in a dozen of them. So from start to finish, how long does it take you, Amy, to make a dozen of these?
So, like I said, everything's made from scratch. So baking, making frosting, preparing everything, that's usually about an hour and a half. And then when it comes to decorating, between 12 and 15 an hour, depending on the specific flower and how much detail I'm putting into it.
Yeah. And where does the inspiration for the designs come from?
Sometimes it's dependent on the customer. Like I have husbands that will send me photos of the bouquet their wife carried on their wedding day. and asked me if I can recreate that for their anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And those are fun because it's kind of a full circle. Like, I get to see this photo of them, you know, 20 years ago when they got married, mm-hmm. and recreate those flowers as cupcakes that they get to enjoy on their anniversary. Mm-hmm. And other times it's, you know, it's my daughter's favorite flower is a peony. Can you include those? But a lot of times people just give me colors and they're like, whatever you think looks best. And mm-hmm. those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because there's something, like I said, about just looking at something and just coming up with a design on my own.
Yeah. How often do your customers send you pictures of, for example, you know, the anniversary occasion bouquets of the person who's receiving, you know, the reaction?
So most of the time I don't get to see it. Occasionally I do, not necessarily like with a picture, but with a text or an email, just letting me know that they enjoyed it. But my favorite customers are the ones that have been with me for a long time, where I've done their engagement parties, their bridal showers, their wedding, their baby shower, their kid's first birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I've got to watch their family grow mm-hmm. and kind of been included in all of that.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I'm getting these for my daughter because she's taking the bar and I just wanted her to have something sweet. And then I get an email a week later, she passed.
Oh, you that's know? Great.
I love having that connection with people and bringing people together.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that one of your favorite sort of memories of what you've made has to do with a couple who actually came to see you.
So I've had several couples, especially for their weddings, they want to come in, they want to talk, kind of explain their vision. I did a 61 cupcake bouquet, which is the largest one I've ever made to date.
Mm-hmm.
for a couple, and they came into the kitchen and I was able to talk with them and really get to know them. And they actually invited me to the wedding and
oh,
I did
wow.
attend
uh-huh.
and it was fantastic. It
yeah.
was such a unique experience being able to be there and see people's reaction in person.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say bouquet, mm-hmm. how are the flowers being arranged and where do they typically end up at a wedding, for example?
So a lot of brides use them as centerpieces, kind of in lieu of real flowers. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the night, the guests just get to eat their centerpiece. But it's basically, it's a foundation that I construct with paper cups and boxes and tissue paper to really fill it out mm-hmm. and look more authentic.
Yeah. I imagine they'd be quite heavy, too.
They no? can be, depending on the size.
Yeah, yeah. So on the business side of things, you know, prior to your being a stay-at-home mom, you had a seven-year career as a paramedic and then 6 years on the administration side of that. Did that prepare you in some way for, you know, how to handle things in the kitchen or on the more admin side of running a business?
I think a little bit of both. A lot of it, like I said, when you have a business, especially when you're creating something for people, it's dealing with people. It's working with them and listening to them. And as a paramedic, that's a big part of your job. And then mm-hmm. with the administrative side, I was doing a lot of, you know, invoicing and payroll. So I had a little bit of knowledge. So it made things a little bit easier into the transition.
Mm-hmm. In the time that you have been mastering this art, and it goes back to the pandemic and, you know, continues through now. Amy, you've had an opportunity to do quite a lot of media yeah. appearances, right? How have people reacted to that? And have you also seen maybe others who are taking a look at your work because they've been introduced to it through media like this or maybe through Pinterest? And wanted to do what you are doing?
Oh, absolutely. It kind of started, I don't want to say I was the first one to do it because I can't be sure of that, but mm-hmm. I was one of the first ones to really bring the floral cupcakes to St. Louis. And now I know there's a ton of people doing it, and it's a kind of point of pride for me. I feel like, you know, not that I like started it, but I've kind of encouraged people mm-hmm. to try it
yeah.
and to maybe go with something that maybe they hadn't considered before.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a peony mm-hmm. as being your daughter's favorite. That is,
Oh, it was a customer.
A customer's
yeah.
favorite. Is there a particular kind of flower that is really challenging?
So any flower that has a very narrow base. So anything like a lily where they taper.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, I mean, it is frosting and
right.
it's butter. It's heavy.
Yeah.
So a thin petal will hold up straight, But the more you build on it, the more likely it is to want to tip over.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few flowers that people ask me to do, and I'm like, I can't.
You can't
I'm
do
sorry.
That.
I wish I could. If I can figure out a way, I will. But at the same time, I want it to be sturdy because people have to transport them, you know, and it has to sit out. So I don't want anything ruining the aesthetic for mm-hmm. them.
Have you thought about doing plants as well?
So I do. I do succulents.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
I love – there's something – I think because flowers are so soft and gentle, and then mm-hmm. a succulent is so spiky.
All right.
And I just love the contrast.
Right, right. I was actually thinking it would be really interesting to see what a Venus flytrap might look like.
See, the only problem, though, is keeping that frosting from collapsing on itself.
Right, right. Well, the flytrap does collapse on certain things.
This is true.
Amy Lepsky is the owner of Bakery Blooms. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fantastic.
This episode was produced by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.